We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you get ready for another season. You had the Jamboree down in Opie on Friday. How did things look for you guys on Friday in Opie?
It was a good experience for our kids and gave us some good film to watch and coach them up on. You know, I thought we did some good things on both sides of the ball, and there's certainly some areas that we need to improve on too. But overall, I really like the Jamborees. It's a great opportunity to see where we're at against some different competition and then come back and practice and work to get better for week one.
How have practices been leading into the Jamboree for you guys?
I think we've been doing okay. You know, last week was an unusual second week because of the heat. We ended up going in the mornings, and so, you know, as far as amount of time on the practice field, we're less than years past just because of the adjustment that we've had to make due to the heat. But, you know, the guys have come with a good attitude and a willingness to work hard and learn and get better, and I think we're doing that each day.
Let's talk about your team. I know your big loss was Landon Boss, a very great player for you guys. But you have some key pieces back with Cooper Parsons at running back. Carson Parsons will be your quarterback. Just Reese, one of your receivers, and I know Cooper was one of your leading tacklers last year. You know, just talk about some of the guys you have back that I mentioned and maybe some that I haven't mentioned.
Yeah, you know, all those guys are looking to make an impact. It's Case and Parsons, might have been a typo or something, but he's a sophomore, and he got a lot of reps last year at the JV level and got a little bit of spot time here and there, varsity level at quarterback, and I thought he did some really good things Friday night, and he's a kid that's always played against older competition. I think he played on a lot of his brother's teams coming up, so I don't think that he's going to be intimidated by the situation. I think he's going to come out ready to go on Friday night. But, you know, I think first and foremost it starts, you know, we've got three offensive line starters back in Chase Williams, Logan Fager, and Bowen Rummel. And, you know, your success offensively oftentimes is dependent upon how well you play up front. So, you know, those three guys are going to be a big key for us this year, and it's always nice to bring back that experience. And right now we've got Austin Lamb and Noah Martinez on the line with them. And that unit did some good things Friday. You know, it needs to improve just like everybody else. But, you know, we've got guys, you know, in some different spots that I think will definitely make an impact for us this year.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you open up at Mission Valley coming up on Friday. You know, what do you know about the Vikings leading into your matchup on Friday night?
Well, I know it's their head coach's second year, I believe, as the head coach there, and he's had an opportunity now to have a full off season to instill what he wants to do. I know they were at our Jamboree on Friday as well. We didn't scrimmage him, but their numbers were up. They had great excitement and energy out there. Looked over several times, and they were flying around to the ball, and I believe they bring back a good amount of starters themselves, I think 8 or 9 maybe on both sides of the ball, so we certainly expect them to be a formidable week one opponent, and they're also going to have a lot of great energy because they just built a new football field. They've got a new turf facility now, so it's going to be a big challenge for us. Should be a good atmosphere.
I guess when you look at that matchup, what do you want from your guys to start on a high note this year, knowing that you no longer have Landon Boss, but like we mentioned about the pieces that you have back are pretty valuable too.
Right. Well, and, you know, Landon obviously was a great player, and we graduated some other good players along with Landon. But, you know, new guys stepping into some new roles, but ultimately, you know, doesn't matter who you graduate, you know, doesn't matter what year it is, you want guys to go out and do their job, you know, play how they're coached to play and trust what they're coached to do. And that's what we're going to be looking for on Friday night. You know, come out and do your job and do it with high energy and be a great teammate and come out and play Osage City football.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I look forward to our chats throughout the season. Best of luck on Friday against Mission Valley, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department, providing and maintaining quality recreation programs such as youth tackle football, flag football, soccer, basketball, and more. Visit osagecity.com. And Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.